morning, Psalm 46. A great psalm, and I hadn't realized until I read it this morning what that psalm was really written for. It's a prophetic psalm, and it's talking about the time that we're living in right now and beyond. Martin Luther said this was his favorite psalm. For all those past Lutherans in the room, I know one right there. And he said it was his favorite psalm, and around this psalm, he wrote the song that many of us have sang for years, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. This is where he got that song from, the inspiration. Verses 1 and 3 speaks of the sufficiency of God, how he is all-powerful and he's got it in control. Verses 4 through 7 speaks of the security that we can find in God. Verses 8 through 11 speak of the supremacy of God. And I picked verse 10 and 11 to share from this morning. In the King James it says, be still. In times of trouble, what do we need to do? Be still and know that I am God. We're all familiar with that verse, and we've called on it many times. In the times to come, we will probably be calling on it even more so. It goes on to say, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And from the New Living, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. Oh, yes, there is a time coming when he will indeed be honored throughout the world. Right now, as we're talking about even the clamps that are being put on our military chaplains to not honor him, honor in our schools, in our nation, around the world, there is coming a time, and we as Christians can certainly look forward to that time. Well, he will be honored. Amen. Going on, the Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The Lord, the God of Israel, is our fortress. And from the Message, it just puts it right in today's language. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me. Your high God. Step out of the traffic. Be still and know. Be still and know. And in doing that, we do exactly what the living says. Take a loving look at me, your high God. Above politics. Above everything. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of the angel armies protects us. That's the God that we're going to worship this morning, that we're going to praise this morning, because he is spectacular. He is above all, and he will be honored, and we will be the first to honor him and hit our knees and worship him. But this morning we're going to stand and we're going to say this verse from the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Which one did we like best? Let's do the King James. Be still and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Selah. Oh, let's go on. Let's do the New Living, too. Let's really get this into us today.
Good.
Okay.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.
Interlude. Okay, Pat, let's do the Message, too. Okay.
Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God. above politics, above everything. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us.
The God of angels' armies protects us. Let's worship. Glory, hallelujah.